It's that time, wrapping up crunch time on a Thursday with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's a brand new lightning round. It's going to be a radio-changing lightning round. I really don't know what the hell to expect with Nick.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah, Alex is right. I didn't change anything. It's the same as normal, so I just hyped it up
for hype's sake.
Liar. You, sir, are a liar.
All right, so it's the end of finals week. Shout out to all the students that survived fall term. Let's hand out some grades for some hot stove moves, performances, announcements, etc. First off, Aroldis Chapman. He has returned to the Bronx, signed a 5-year, $86 million contract, makes him the highest-paid closer in baseball ever. He throws 105. The Yankees keep all those prospects they got back from the Cubs in the trade, but he did blow a save in Game 7 of the World Series. The Yankees need a lot more than just a closer to be paired with Betances. Grade this signing by the Yankees.
You know, from a human point of view, because I don't really like him, I would alter it. But I'll tell you what, for the next 2 years, because I don't know at 103, 105, 102 consistently how long he could just keep throwing flames like that. But I'm going to say for the next 2 years, it's got to be an A. Betances in the eighth, this dude in the ninth. If they got any starting pitching and, you know, better defense and a better offense, I'd be like, ooh, they might challenge. So I don't know if it's going to make him challenge, but it's a hell of a move.
Speaking of guys that throw 100, the White Sox got one of those in their prospects in their trade with the Red Sox when they started their fire sale.
See what they did there.
Thank you. As well as Adam Eaton to the Nationals. They got a ton of prospects in return. But as well as over the offseason, they changed the name of their stadium that includes a logo of what's essentially a downward-facing arrow. They've traded away a young bat and a big arm that were still under team control for multiple years. Grade the White Sox offseason so far this season.
Well, first of all, just a bad logo drops you from an A to a B-. They lost Chris Sale. Maybe they're trying to copy the Cubs and saying, well, those guys just basically told everybody they quit. The fans stayed with them, and now they've gone to the NLCS and World Series, winning it in back-to-back years. Yeah, that's a C-.
All right. Jeff Fisher is not a good coach. Since taking over the Rams, his team is 32nd in points, first downs, and yards. He's close to being the losingest coach in NFL history, and he got a 2-year extension from what was a team that got shut out on Monday night by the Niners of all teams. Grade the decision to give Jeff Fisher a 2-year extension.
Mean-spirited.
First of all, you guys aren't giving him enough credit. It was only 1999 that he got a team to the Super Bowl.
I was six.
What?
I was six when that happened.
And they did win 7 games a couple years ago, and they have won 4 so far this year. So, yeah, that's an F.
All right. The tradition of awarding the Heisman Trophy is that the top 3 players make the trip to New York. This year, it was decided that 5 players will make the trip to NYC, including 2 players from Oklahoma, and Jabril Peppers, who is a great athlete who plays all over the field and both sides of the ball, but many think he isn't even the best defensive player in the country. Grade the decision of the final 5 Heisman finalists.
You know, I think you could make a case, and I think that a case that was brought up on one of our national shows. Is this the most boring, least interesting Heisman race ever? I mean, if you're not a fan of one of those schools, do you even care? I think by accident, because there's no standout, you could make a case for Browning and Westbrook and everybody else who's going. So, like, by accident, they get a B+ because there's nothing really that big a deal to get wrong.
All right. It is the 10-year anniversary of Coach Rich Rodriguez passing on taking the Alabama head coaching job. And what a different world we live in now because of it. Since then, Nick Saban has won 4 national championships, many and more SEC titles, 2 perfect seasons, and being ranked first in the AP poll every single year, but the first year Saban was in charge with the Tide. Grade the decision for Rich Rod to not take the Alabama job.
Well, let's see. It blew up in his face at Michigan. He took a program that had done nothing but make bowl games and win at least 9 games, and that dates back to when they played 11 for, I think it was 33 consecutive years. And we don't know what he would have accomplished at Alabama. I don't think he would be doing better than the guy who's there now. He's made a bunch of cash, and then he made more cash at Arizona. So it's not like he's a buffoon or anything. And he did have Arizona in the conference championship game 2 years ago. But, man, you could have been overseeing a dynasty at Alabama. Although, would they have gone for that kind of godfather of the spread in Tuscaloosa right out of the gate in 06? I'm going to give him a D+.
Okay, last one. We have our newest NHL team is the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Even though their patent for the team name was denied, it's very likely that this will still be the name of the franchise moving forward. Rather than NHL fan favorites like the Aces or Nighthawks or other nominations like the Rat Pack and the Flamingos, grade the decision on
How'd
the team name of the Golden Knights.
Well, I would have given a different answer if I would have known that could have possibly been the Las Vegas Rat Pack. How the hell did they miss
those
on that?
Those were fan like nominations and designs that
even
came out.
Even the Aces.
Yeah.
I mean, I've played golf in Vegas, and at one of the courses, if you look from above,
well, cards,
each teeing area is like a club, a heart, a spade, and a diamond.
Those could, four alternate jerseys right there.
I would have given a different answer if Rat Pack didn't enter. By not naming it Rat Pack, anything else is an F-, the first F- in Lightning Round history.
And that's it.
That didn't seem very different. I feel like the same guy who started the Lightning Round.
It wasn't meant to be life-changing. It was just segment-changing.
A little bit disappointed.